أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى. صدق الله العظيم. These are the first half of the verses of Surah Al-Layl, which again was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Makki period of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes a few oaths, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, by the night when it enshrouds the world with its darkness, or the globe with its darkness, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, and qasam of the day when it brightens, in other words, with the brightness of the sun, the whole earth begins to brighten, وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْسَى, and qasam of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, al-dhakara wal-untha, male and female. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the opposites, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasams of the opposites. Night and the darkness of night, when the night becomes absolutely dark, day when it brightens up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created male and female. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows absolute opposites. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the statement of the qasam, إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى, certainly your endeavors, your trials, whatever you do, لَشَتَّى, they are diverse, they vary. They are those that endeavor to do good, they are those that endeavor to do evil. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي, was what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had informed us with regards to the whole of mankind, that each person is carrying out an endeavor, and each person's endeavor will either be according to the commandment of Allah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it will be against the commandment of Allah, earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every morning souls go out and they sell themselves, then they are those that will save themselves from the adab of Allah. They are those that will put themselves into destruction. So this is how diverse man is, that man will go out and endeavor, and they are those that will endeavor in the absolute correct way, and they are those that will endeavor in the incorrect and wrong way. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these two groups. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, with regards to that person, أَعْطَى, that he gives his wealth in charity, he gives his time for the sake of Allah, he gives the bodily strength that Allah has given him, he gives that also for the sake of Allah, he gives his mind also for the sake of Allah. Whatever resources Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, He gives all that for the sake of Allah. And see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the word a'ta very, very general, showing us that it is not only our wealth that we give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but whatever resources Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we give that out for the sake of Allah. Wattaqa, and he feared. He feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He feared breaking the commandments of Allah. He feared the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he had this quality of taqwa within himself. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and then he confirmed the correct discourse, the correct word. Here some of the commentators have explained that بِالْحُسْنَى here refers to the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or to the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Whatever he did in a state of iman, testifying to the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and to the Nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the one group that they gave whatever the resources were for the sake of Allah. They protected themselves from sin. They kept away from the disobedience of Allah. And all this they did under the umbrella of the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. The result of that, the reward of that is, we will facilitate ease for them. Al-Yusra will refer to paradise, will refer to Jannah, will refer to the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. In other words, because of their good deeds, we will open this way, we will open their hearts, so that they will continue doing better deeds, and there will be a continuation of those good deeds. Inna min jaza'il hasanati al-hasanatu ba'daha. The Arabic saying goes that one of the cash, one of the immediate rewards of good deeds is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the person the tawfiq. Allah will grant the person the ability, the spiritual ability to continue doing good. Wa inna min jaza'i sayyi'ati as-sayyi'atu ba'daha. And when a person does evil and a person does ill, then the consequences of it is that his heart becomes constrained. His heart becomes blackened with the spots of sin. And the result is then he plunges more and more into sin. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. We will now facilitate that ease for that person to carry on this journey into paradise and into Jannat. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. And with regards to the other group, they are bakhil, they withhold, they do not give, they become stingy. وَاسْتَغْنَى. And even worse than that is, they assume themselves to be independent. Independent from Allah, independent from all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, independent from the whole of mankind. And this life of ours, we can never be independent of Allah. We are independent on each other. And they will just think that they are independent and they do not care for anyone else. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And they belie al-husna, the good word. And again it is referring to the kalima or to the shahada. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. Then we will facilitate difficulty for them. And here difficulty is the fire of Jahannam and the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they will go on doing evil. They will go on withholding where they were supposed to spend for Allah. They will continue belying Allah, continuing to think that they are independent. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will constrain their lives, their activities insofar as good is concerned. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that those whom Allah ta'ala has created ease, the qualities is of a'ta, the qualities is of giving, the qualities of taqwa, the quality is of creating within us this tasdeeq and the confirmation of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.